Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
8:14. Tim, bring that up for a second. I think we've answered that question. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter. How you doing, Jeff? Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Perhaps has me muted.
Can you not hear me?
I can hear you now, Jeff. How you doing?
I don't think that was on my end. I don't know. I'm going to look at Tim over there because I was talking. I'm doing good, Tommy.
Tim's pounding his chest saying, it's on me, fellas. It's on me.
I mean, I won't put it past me to be muted. I had to check, but this one I'm not claiming.
So on a positive note, I just want to get this out there right away, okay? I like the white helmets. I did.
No, I wasn't a huge fan of the gold jerseys. I didn't really care for the color palette. Like, I know what they were going for, which is the lettering color, but no, I thought it's funny because I remember in 2019 – they went out to Seattle and wore the Color Rush jerseys, and those were really popular, and they won the game. And then it was like every big game from that point on, you saw the Color Rush jerseys. And I thought if they went out there and they wore those white helmets and the Color Rush jerseys, and they didn't even win, played well, you'd probably end up seeing that again. I don't know. I don't know if they accomplished that, but I did like that look. Like, you'll see that look again. I don't know how often they're going to be rolling out the gold jerseys. But I think.
Wait, when did they wear a gold jersey?
In week two.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking of?
Yeah, that was like it feels like a month ago.
It does.
It was only a couple weeks ago.
I was out of town, so I had a couple of things going on. But anyway, tell me what it was like on the field and the crowd, because it seems like I heard conflicting things about the crowd being in it, but the crowd really wasn't in it because they were more socializing because the game was so out of hand.
Well, you know, it's funny because that's not a crowd that was particularly enthused with the home team, right? Because they had lost a bunch of home games in that stadium. It had kind of ceased to be this massive home field advantage, or at least one that they took advantage of. And I kind of felt like you didn't really get that kind of full-throated crowd right away. It wasn't until they got the stop on fourth down, and they're like, oh, okay, we got this. Then they went down for the touchdown. They were excited. You started to hear it. Then they had the punt return, and it was turned up to a 10. And then the punt block, and suddenly it was deafening. And that's when the penalties really started coming in for the Saints. Like, it was not disconnected. The crowd was going nuts, and then you started getting false starts and holds. There was a stretch where you had – 4 penalties in 6 plays, and 3 of them were false starts. 1 was a hold. And so that was when the crowd really started going nuts, and it did affect the Saints. There's no question. As the game went on and you're up 38 points, they start to lose some folks, and, you know, people are getting an early start on the traffic, and then it kind of calmed down. But no, it was definitely an impact on that game. Like, when it started kind of unraveling, the crowd is what really kind of pulled that final thread and prevented the Saints from ever really getting settled in. It was impressive. You know, you hear a lot about it, and you definitely got it in that game.
You've had some time to reflect. Any bright spots at all
from that game?
Yeah,
not really.
No.
I appreciate Jack Stoll. I thought he had, you know,
that was a good catch.
Nice moment for him. It was his first career touchdown, and he made a nice play on it. And I do think that play kind of emphasized one of the issues the Saints have, which is, you know, you look around the NFL and you see a lot of the best teams, one of the things they do best is kind of the second phase of a play. The play breaks down and they find something. You know, Patrick Mahomes, you watch the Chiefs, it feels at times like 90% of their offense is unscripted and Pat Mahomes is just making a play.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you know, you look at these teams, like these are the best teams in the NFL. That's what they do best is creating off schedule. And the Saints just don't seem to be very good at that. And that's Spencer Rattler talked about that coming out of the game. They got to work on scramble drill. Kellen Moore kind of echoed that yesterday. And that was an example of it working, right? So, you know, why is it not working more frequently? And then you got to figure that out. But that was a nice moment for him. That's the only thing I can really look to. Rashid Shaheed had a nice punt return. But otherwise, I'm not going to. Oh, and Quincy Riley forced a fumble. That's the other one positive note I can give you. You also came out of that reasonably healthy. This is the first week of the season where we didn't wake up on Monday and find out about an injury a season-ending injury for the guy that never went into an injury tent during the game. So that's a good thing, right? Hopefully, because you look around the NFL, there's a lot of injuries out there. You got guys dropping like flies at the running back position, at the wide receiver position, at the quarterback position. And that's the difference between this year and last year and why you hope they can at least right the ship to some extent. Is you're actually in a decent position from an injury perspective.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about how do you even begin to right the ship. And let me write this ship. You're gaslighting me, bro. They wore the gold jerseys against the Cardinals, not the 49ers.
You're right.
Yeah. That looked to me, when I was in high school, I was in ROTC for 2 weeks, and I decided not to do that, and I wanted to do something else. So they didn't want to let me out of it, so I started wearing the uniform in all different types of combinations, which was disrespectful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Shouldn't have done it, but it got me kicked out, and that's what that reminded me of with the gold jerseys and the black. The khaki pants. And anyway, 8:20, we'll take a break. More with Jeff when we come back. We'll talk about riding the Saints ship. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Right now it's time for traffic on WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. He will be on the sideline when the Saints face the Buffalo Bills this week in Buffalo. How do you go about, man, 16.5-point favorite? That's a lot of points in an NFL game, but it seemed like a lot of points on Sunday, too. Let me go to the text line real quick. Somebody wants to know about Taysom Hill. Where is Taysom Hill, Jeff?
Taysom, you know, we've seen him. He's around. Doesn't seem like he's particularly close. We won't be able to see him until week 5 at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way the PUP list works, you can't come back to practice, in my understanding, prior to week 4. So even, you know, you could theoretically get him and Foster Moreau back week five, but you know they're going to need to get. They've been out for a long time. Mm-hmm. They're going to need to get practices under their belt. So I don't think he's going to be saving anyone's day anytime soon.
So how do you go about? Man, if you look at the penalty with Brzee, how do you go about riding this ship? There's so much low-hanging fruit, but it seems like week after week there's so much low-hanging fruit and they don't address it.
Yeah, you know, I thought they did a good job week two of cutting out the procedural stuff. I do think the atmosphere in Seattle was a big part of that, but, you know, you have to be able to navigate those environments. And it was the first road game of the season. A lot of young players, you know, a lot of the penalties, procedural penalties, you had three on Kelvin Banks, one on Awesome Richards, one on Torricelli Simpkins, I believe, one on Xavier Truss. So these are young guys that are experiencing this for the first time, and you hope they get better at it, right? So that's one thing. Brian Brzee's penalty, that's just a bonehead mistake. Can't have that. There's got to be some accountability for it, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how Kellen Moore handles that this week, because that's kind of, in my opinion, the first like major test of his head coaching regime. Like, when you're playing well and punching kind of above your weight and being competitive and taking things down to the wire, you can pull positives out of that. Well, there's just not a lot you can pull positively out of this. These has to be learning moments and teaching moments, and it's on the coach and the coordinators to drive that home. And sometimes you got to be mean, you know. That's my question: is Kellen Moore capable of being mean? I don't know. I've never seen him be mean. I always knew Sean Payton could be mean. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Kellen. So that's a question. But these guys, the good thing is, there's a lot of veterans in this locker room that can help drive those points home. And I think that's going to be a big part of it.
But you got to be large and in charge. You have to be.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's what we're going to learn about Kellen. And that's we haven't seen him have to be that way yet. We'll see how they respond. Because here's the thing, like, you're going to have bad moments. We all came into this season saying this team isn't going to be great. Like, they might outplay expectations, but there's going to be down moments, and this is a down moment. It's only a major problem if you come back next week and you look the same. If you don't look like there's been any positive momentum at all, you know, and when you're a 16.5-point underdog, all you have to do is go out there and push that team to feel like you're on the right track. Now, if you go out and win it, fantastic. But what you need to see is a team that looks capable of winning, that looks competitive. And on special teams, you cannot play the way you did on special teams and win a game. You cannot surrender a 95-point punt return, allow a blocked punt, allow a 60-yard kickoff, and expect to win. So that's what you got to be better at.
I think going into Buffalo, I think if I'm Kellen Moore, I'm taking the approach, look, we can't control what they do. The only thing we can do is control what we do. Everybody, I know it's cliche, but do your job, follow your assignments, follow the game plan, and let's see what happens. Wrong?
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Have a good time in Buffalo. Weather should be nice, I would think, huh?
It'll be cool. It'll be chilly. I'll appreciate it.
Have you looked into it or not, the forecast?
I never look at the weather until I get there.
Well, how do you know if you're dressed appropriately or not?
I just play the odds.
What a guy. Let me tell you what's going to happen on Saturday. I'm looking ahead for you here. Highs of 73. Sunny and highs of 73. You lucky son of a gun. Enjoy it.
I dig it.
Yeah, have you been to Buffalo yet or not as a sideline reporter?
I have not been to Buffalo. There's a few stadiums, Seattle, Chicago, Buffalo, that I'm getting to for the first time this year, so I'm excited about it.
Enjoy it. You should, man. I'm going to tell you what. There are only 32 of those jobs in the world, and you got one of them. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. It's National Estuaries Week. We'll talk about that with Lake Pontchartrain Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy, Christy Trail, when we come back. I had a conversation with somebody over the weekend, as a matter of fact, that Lake Pontchartrain is an estuary, not a lake. Right now,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.